The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 549.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a growth marketer and also the host of the Women of Impact show, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Kush. Kush, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. So I'm a growth marketer and I believe in deep partnership with brands and businesses. Currently, I'm consulting them as an on-demand CMO. So it's like leading their team and guiding them towards growth strategies using marketing and digital platforms. And I left my corporate career and launched my own company, Beyond 99, which focuses on data-driven marketing towards conversion optimization. So along with that, I have also started an initiative, which is Women of Impact. And the attempt of it is to just bring women across from the globe and so that they can share their stories and experiences and knowledge and inspire one another. The idea behind this initiative is to shatter that glass ceiling that we usually feel around us and motivate one another with their stories. Along with that, I'm doing my master's in business administration and e-business and have been living in KL, which is Kuala Lumpur, for past 3 years. Yes, so that's a bit about myself.
Thanks for sharing that. And Kush, what's your cultural background?
I'm born in India, city Kolkata. So I'm an Indian, but my ethnics is Hindu. So my language is Hindi. But I'm very liberal in terms of my belief and don't really have any core spiritual values. Means, of course, I am very open-minded and very liberal in that sense, but I come from an Indian background but have been staying in Kuala Lumpur for past 3 years.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
For me, I believe in don't ever let anyone dull your spark. I think that's what is my self-confidence quote.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Okay, for me, self-confidence is being proud about what I am and not being concerned about what other people think about me or those naysayers and what they are telling around. No, it's about the belief I have in myself. It's a feeling of being unstoppable, secure, and appreciative of oneself. I understand it's really hard for a lot of people, especially in the world where we are told who we are and what we're supposed to do in certain place and environment. So I think that's about self-confidence for me. I believe just being myself. I think it refrains people from being able to speak and go after things that they really want or to do because of those naysayers or other people, what they're thinking. So self-confidence is just being able to show up as your own authentic self and speak, think, act from a place of compassion, even in face of overwhelming fear.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Kush, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Self-confidence, it wasn't an overnight thing for me. It took a while and it's ever growing, I believe. For me, I really felt that I'm relieving myself from that fear or that regret that I could feel. I mean, because before I was having that feeling of self-confidence, I had that regret that I won't be able to do what I really want to do. I had generated that kind of a feeling because I have worked in a corporate environment for about 10 years. And as my father was a businessman, I always wanted to do a business. But slowly I had developed a fear where I thought I won't be able to make it and I won't be able to get closer to my dreams. So that sense of fear was how I felt before it was before I achieved that self-confidence within myself. So that's what it was.
Thanks for sharing that. That's, I think, something we all can relate to. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there to do the things that you want, live the life that you want? What was that aha moment?
There has been quite a few aha moments, but very recently, and that's very close to my heart, is getting to set up my own company was one of the biggest aha moment, I can say, because it really took me a while to build a mindset where I could think that I can do it and I would be able to make it, and I'm ready for that passion and the joy which comes along with it, and also the hustle. So that moment where I took a step towards forming my company to hustle towards bringing clients and running the show, yes, that's something that I'm enjoying as my aha moment at present.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, it takes a lot of courage to go out there and do your own thing. You know, it's a success on its own where you can leave something that you're not happy with and go out there and do what you love. And most people are really afraid to do that. So it's great that you're able to do that. And because of, you know, your realizations and being able to set up your own company, what's your life been like now?
For me now, it's been a more happy journey from inside, even though there are roller coaster rides. Some days are extremely low, some days are extremely high, but I don't sleep with a regret, or I don't have that sense of fear within me that I won't be able to make it. At least now when I die, I'll not be thinking that I didn't try something that I always wanted to try. So that feeling of self-confidence has made me believe that the life beyond that bridge that I need to cross to achieve that self-confidence is beautifuler than what I thought it was.
Thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners were listening to your episode, you know, they may be in their own journey of self-confidence, what'd be that one tip you would give to them?
Because I know that it's all about women, and you are here to really spread that message, I would say we women are very emotional as a person, and we always consider our family, friends, and around people above anything and everything. But I think if one tip I want to share with them is not to forget that the most important thing is in life is to keep oneself happy before keeping anybody else happy. So if you are not happy within, you won't be able to keep the people around happy, and at the same time you might disturb your work-life balance, because for the females it's a greater challenge, I believe. So yes, that's my one small advice to your viewers, that please believe in yourself and think about yourself being happy first, and then everyone else can come along.
Thanks for sharing that great tip, and I totally believe, you know, you have to be happy with yourself before you can, you know, project that happiness towards others. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your company, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. I would love to connect with them on my LinkedIn. That's one place that they can definitely know more about me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Kush, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Kush's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Kush today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sheena, for having me. It was an experience of its own kind. So I'm really grateful for that.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.